أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الطائفة من أهل الكتاب آمنوا بالذي أنزل على الذين آمنوا وجه النهار واكفروا آخره لعلهم يرجعون. ولا تؤمنوا إلا لمن تبع دينكم. In the previous ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how the Jews, they changed the meanings of the ayats of the Torah, and unfortunately the same is happening in this ummah also. Either they change the words of the ayats, or they change the meaning, or they only refer to certain part and hide away the meanings and the ayats of the other parts. Yeah, in this ayat now, Allah explains of one of the planning and plotting of the Jews so that Muslims can be aware of how they work against the Muslims to turn them away from their deen. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that three of the alims of the Jews had made this plan amongst themselves, that we will go in the morning to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and we will accept Islam. And we say we believe in the Quran, what has been revealed to you. Then later in the day, at night, we will turn away from Islam. And in this way, we will make it apparent to the people that we are very fair, we are not biased. See, we accepted Islam. We thought it's a good religion. But after accepting it, we saw it's not a good religion. There are mistakes, there are wrong things in it. This was the planning and plotting that they did, so that Muslims who have accepted Islam, or Jewish people who accepted Islam, then they will also see that when our top alims, they are unbiased, they accepted Islam, but when they went into Islam, they saw there are faults in it. So therefore they came out. And we also now, we must also give up Islam. This was a planning and plotting. But Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala informed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam of this planning of death, and he informed the Muslims that we must not be affected by all these plans and tricks of theirs. And till today this they carry on. We have what we call the Orientalists, the non-Muslims, who are Jews mainly, or even Christians, and they write a lot in favor of Islam, that Islam is a very good religion. The whole book they will write of the goodness of Islam, various aspects of Islam. But one sentence they will leave by which they will create a doubt in a person. And that is all they want. And the minute we have doubt in our Islam, then that Islam doesn't give us that benefit what the true Islam with conviction gives us. Our own lives can't be corrected, and we don't draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. When we have that Islam, which is with conviction, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that drew the help of Allah, and it changed the whole history, geography of the world. And this is what the Jews don't want, the Christians, that we have that iman in Allah, that we draw the help of Allah. So the idea is, if they can't make us Jews or Christians, at least just let us have doubts about Islam. And the minute a doubt comes, then the help of Allah goes away. And unfortunately, the environment that we have been born in, living in, we live in those doubts. And we don't even know that we have got those doubts. If we all have to check ourselves about the conviction of Akhirat, if we had that conviction, our amal should have been mostly for Akhirat, just little bit for dunya. But we find the good pious people also, our effort is for dunya, by the way we do deen also. Whereas deen must be the only thing in our life. And our dunya also we do, that also according to deen. And that also as a sideline. And in all other matters also we can see our thinking. Is it like that of the true believers, or is it like the kuffar, how they think about dunya? Our holidays, our lifestyle, our dressing, the education of our children, upbringing of our children, our houses, everything is on the pattern of the kuffar. So that is what they want. And sad part, we are happy with that also. And we don't think of correcting ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الطَّائِفَةُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ اور کہا بعضِ اہلِ کتاب نے. These three alims of the Jews, they made this planning and plotting among themselves, and they said, آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ. مان لو جو کچھ اترا مسلمانوں پر دن چر ہے. Accept that what have been revealed to the Muslims in the beginning part of the day. Go in the morning and tell them, we also have become Muslims. And they will also be happy, all the Muslims, all the people will see the top alims of the Jews have accepted Islam. وَقْفُرُ آخِرَهُ اور منکر ہو جاؤ آخر دن میں. And the latter part of the day, then we say, no, we don't believe. So that the people see that you have found fault, you are very unbiased, fair, you accepted Islam, but when you went in, you saw, no, this is not what we expected. And you did the fault in Islam, na'uzu billah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ شَاهِدْ وَفِرْ جَاوِي. So in that way, perhaps the Muslims will turn away from Islam. They will have doubts in Islam. And especially the Jews who are accepting Islam, Christians who are accepting Islam, so that they stop accepting Islam, and those who have accepted must also turn away again. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ اور نہ مانیو مگر اسی کی جو چلے تمہارے دین پر. And they said further also in this planning, but be very careful that do not bring iman but your heart. Only say with your words, be like a munafiq, that we have accepted Islam. But in your heart, be sure that you don't have bring the true iman. They were also afraid that when they will enter Islam and see Islam, that Islam will have a true effect on them and they will become genuine Muslims, as many did also. But so they warn them that don't bring true iman. True iman you must only have liman tabi'a deenakum, for those people who follow your religion, that is Judaism. Only be with them and just outwardly show that you are Muslims, but don't bring Islam sincerely from your heart. And be very careful about this. So this planning and plotting of this, as many other things also, Allah informed Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and in turn the Muslims were informed of all this planning and plotting of this. So we also must be on our guard. Today, unfortunately, we are trusting the non-believers so much. All this interfaith business, that we are going to their churches, we are sitting with them, having discussions with them. It can't be believed that Muslims can do such a thing after they have been warned so clearly in the Quran Sharif, that have absolutely nothing to do with them. They are there, all this interfaith, just to create doubts in you, to win you over, and so that you play their tune and you do what they want. It was impossible to think that Muslims will do such a thing, least of all the ulama of the Muslims. But unfortunately, we're seeing this in front of our eyes happening. So, and Allah has warned us clearly of all these things, very, very clearly. So Allah Ta'ala guide us, and very, very concerned we must be of our deen. And very, very we must be apprehensive with any meeting, discussion with the Jews and the Christians. Especially even if they come and they just say, we want to ask you something about Islam. Speak to them, explain to them, but be very careful. They may be coming, what they are showing that they are interested in Islam, but in order to put doubts in you about Islam. And they will try and make you become lose your iman, or you become weak in your iman. So this we have to be very careful. Therefore Allah has warned us about this. May Allah protect our iman and make us a means to spread iman and not to become the means that we make people lose their iman. Allah Ta'ala help and guide us.